We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stoney, I'm good, buddy. How you doing?
Well, I'm good. Listen, I don't want to get in the way of this interview, but back in May, you were here for the 8-man jam, and I've been carrying this guilt around for months because I did all the stage announcements except for one at the end saying, and now here's Justin Moore. And so I come down the damn steps, and you're walking up, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I didn't introduce him. So forgive me.
And you're always forgiven.
Thank you.
If I've done this for 12 years now and can't walk on stage and people know that it's me, then I ain't done my job. It's all good, man.
Well, I feel about 50 pounds lighter. That's really good. How are you? How are you, my friend? I'm so glad you're coming in for the show on the football game on Sunday, man.
I'm great. I'm really good, man. I'm looking forward to it also, and I'm glad that the Steelers have kind of picked up the pace here over the last few weeks. It was kind of ugly to begin with.
Oh, it was horrifying.
Kind of freaking out, but you know, got a chance to get back to 500, and they're playing a lot better. So I look forward to seeing them in person.
Now you're doing the halftime show, or are you doing the national anthem? Because I remember you telling me once, I'll never do the anthem because if you don't do it right, they're all over you.
Exactly. I've done it a time or two, and that's enough for me. I retired from that. But I'm actually, what I'm doing is the game. From what I understand, that's affiliated with the military.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, meeting with a couple of the folks from the Steelers organization back when I was there a while ago, with the show you were talking about.
Yeah.
I met with them and they said, "Hey, we'd love to have you come just play your song, the ones that didn't make it back home,
yeah, right.
At some point." I believe it's before the game, Stoney, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And they're going to have some, I don't know if they're going to have people.
Honor guard and color guard.
Parachuting in or color guard or jets flying over. But I know they have some really neat things planned to coincide with me playing the song, and then I'll just be a fan after that, man.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're going to be up watching the game with Ray and George. Now, speaking of the ones that didn't make it back home, that's a great song, and we love it. What was the inspiration for that? I mean, it seems obvious, but how did the song come to you?
Well, thank you for the kind words first and foremost, but The idea kind of hit me on stage one night, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when I say this because you've seen me do this, I'm sure, 100 times over the years. But with the song we had out 8 years ago, If Heaven Went So Far Away, which is hard to believe it's been that long.
Yeah,
that song's been out. But
amazing.
Ever since that song came out, I've sat on stage. You know, I've told the story about my grandfather's being in the military and
sure
the effect that had on me and how I, you know, I viewed our military servicemen and women and beyond, you know, our police officers, firefighters, et cetera. I always kind of give a spiel about that before If Heaven Went So Far Away on stage, and in that spiel by saying, we'll send it out to the ones that didn't make it back home. And I did that for like 8 years. About a year and a half ago, two years ago maybe, I said it for the 1,000th time and go, oh my gosh, I think that's a song idea.
Wow.
It was right underneath your nose.
Yeah, and I guess better late than never. I don't know why it took me so long to realize that, but I went back to the bus and started writing it, and a couple guys finished it with me the next day, and then here we are. So
well,
I don't know where the idea came from. It just God sent it to me somehow. I don't know, but I'm glad he gave it to me and not somebody else.
Well, sure. Yeah, genius runs on its own clock. Now, who's got the best Halloween costumes, you and your wife or the kids?
Well, I lose that contest every year because I hate dressing up and don't do it. I don't even like the holiday, man. I can't even stand Halloween. But I'm more of a Thanksgiving guy.
There you go. Hell yeah.
But let's see. What do we have this morning? We just got finished dropping all the kids off at school. Our boy who's two, he was Spider-Man.
Oh, good.
Then we had the three girls. We had an angel, a cat, and a witch. and the witch was my five-year-old, and I said, "You're a nice witch, right?" And she goes, "No, I'm a mean witch. I'm about to put a spell on you." And I was like, "Oh, please don't do that."
So, okay, well, Halloween is taken care of.
That's right.
Last question. Are you happy that the Nationals won the World Series? I know you're a baseball fan.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really have a dog in the fight, but I think it was pretty cool to see them win their first, and just the fact that it's our nation's capital. And honestly, as a baseball fan, I was just kind of excited to watch history, you know.
Agreed.
You know, to the fact that the road team won every game in this series, I mean, that's just unheard of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally never happened. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of pulling for them. Plus, some of the guys on that team who have been there forever, like a Zimmerman or a Strasburg or even a Scherzer who's been there a long time.
Sure.
I was kind of happy for those guys that you know, you have so little – I guess so few folks, no matter the sport, sticking with a team that drafted them and hopping all around the league, whether it be football or basketball or baseball.
Yes!
I always think it's kind of neat when those stories kind of play out like that.
Loyalty. They're loyal to the team.
Loyalty.
That's exactly it.
Loyalty to
Le'Veon Bell.
Wow!
Don't you start, buddy. Don't you start. Hey, I look forward to seeing you at the game on Sunday. It's going to be great. Everybody get there early. See this man because you are a treasure, my friend. And I can't wait till Sunday. Justin, thank you for your time this morning.
Hey, always good to talk to you guys. I can't wait to see y'all here in a few days.
You got it. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks.
You,
buddy.
All right, take care, guys. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.